Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. The tyrant keeping us from God's grace. Pride is the enemy of the Christian life. It either inflates our ego, causing us to believe we are more than we actually are, or it deflates us so that we're convinced our faults leave us far from the grace of God. How can we recognize pride's presence in our lives? God didn't create the world as a place where pride should exist, but sin fostered an opportunity for its entrance into human existence. Since then, it has threatened our families, marriages, and ministries in ways we often fail to see. We have heard of the deceitfulness of pride, but have not studied the enemy to know well enough its tactics and their effect. The fact is, it conceals the need for us to kill it before life can function in a healthy manner. Ultimately, pride aims to kill what it finds threatening in others. How has pride in your life developed forms of insecurity about the ability of others? How has it caused you to view others negatively? Christ's followers acknowledge their sin, but we often don't always battle it. Some simply resign to captivity because of the work that it requires to kill it. We're too busy doing other things. What are some ways in which you have resigned to your own pride? What would it look like to confront it more faithfully? What would result from choosing to ignore it? How's that been going for you? Unless there is an intentional effort, we will drift in the area of pride. They say water seeks out the lowest level and builds from there. So does pride. It seeps into every crack and fills a hidden space until the mold and mildew do its damage. It functions in hiding itself. There was no such thing as pride in the Garden of Eden until the day of the apple and sin. Pride entered paradise and turned it upside down. Pride tends to focus on what needs to be killed in other people, when the greatest threat to a spiritually healthy life is you. The greatest threat to a spirit-filled healthy marriage is you, your sin. Take the apple out of your own eye. There are two types of people in the world, those who know they are sinners and those who don't know they're big sinners. Take a really hard look in the mirror. If you look close enough, you'll find deception, cover-up, and justification versus humility. That is why we need transparency and truth in an accountability partner to tell us the truth. To a degree, that will be your spouse, but also to a large degree, it will be a same-sex accountability partner to who you have given permission to speak frankly and to not worry about hurting your feelings. There are also two types of people battling sin. One uses the law and the other the Bible. The one with the law is using performance. They tend to guard themselves, protect their reputation, tend to be critical and demanding of others, and are typically uptight. Those using the gospel are compassionate towards others because they know the weakness of their own flesh. They should be humbler because they know if they are better in that area than another, it is only because of the grace of God. It is all the grace of God, not you. So where do you lean in that evaluation? It's important that you acknowledge this. Where is your bent? Where do you tend to lean in your flesh when it comes to battling flesh and self-preservation? How does your leaning affect your day-to-day lifestyle and relationships? Where could your gospel focus improve? Let's consider some typically revealing areas of pride. You won't be all of these, but I want you to think a little deeper about how pride has flavored your life's filters. What has been hidden that you do not see so clearly? Like, I am overly competitive. I always want to win or come out on top, and it bothers me when I don't. Or I feel deserving. I think I deserve what I have. In fact, I think I ought to have more considering how well I have lived or in light of all I've done. I often feel ungrateful. I tend to grumble about what I have or not in my life, or my lot in life. I can be jealous or envious of others' abilities, possessions, positions, or accomplishments. I want to be what others are, or want to have what others have. I'm envious of what others have, thinking that I should have it or deserve it. I find it hard to rejoice with others when they are blessed by God. I'm pretty insensitive to them. I feel that other people just aren't worth caring about. I have a hard time showing compassion. Or I interrupt people regularly. I don't let people finish what they're saying. I feel compelled to stop people when they start to share something with me I already know. I listen to teaching with other people in mind. I constantly think of those folks who need to hear the teaching and wish they were here. So where do we go from here? Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6 says it very clearly. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words." Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." Take inventory of your heart today. Invite God to help you see the pride in your life to which you have been previously blind. Ask him to create in you a greater dependency upon him as he seeks to advance his kingdom through the body of Christ. And start praying for an accountability partner that you can be real with and walk through life with. I pray you make it a Jesus-filled day.